beloved, this is Jerry coming to you again with another podcast. In the series of You Can Rely on God For, and today we are going to talk about patience. You can rely on God for patience. This is a hard one, especially for men, of being patient in the Lord. Psalms 27:14 says, "Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord." You know, sometimes those of us go, "I just need more patience, pray for more patience." And then what happens is that the whole world goes to hell in a handbasket. And we're going, "Lord, what's going on?" He's going, "Well, you asked me to teach you patience, so I'm giving you extraordinary circumstances so you can learn it." It could be something as simple as an argument with your children, your wife, situations at work. I mean, it could be a number of things. But the promise is that if you wait for the Lord and be strong and take heart, He will show up. James 5, verse 8 says, "You also be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand." One thing that happens, guys, is that we are way too busy. We always say that time is our most valuable asset, and then we always groan and moan and complain that we don't have enough of it. You know, the thing is, if you would be patient and you would begin to establish your heart on Jesus, and you wait for His go, or you wait for His release, He will come. He promises to show up. You have to be disciplined to be still enough, to be patient enough to let Him do His part. Oftentimes, we get so impatient, we tend to make decisions and rash decisions out of that frustration. Well, all frustration is somebody that's taking too much responsibility for a life that is not their own. You must learn patience. You know, the Lord isn't really being slow about His promise, as some people think. He is being patient for our sake. Sometimes we want an answer now. "Lord, teach me patience. I need an answer now." And He doesn't answer. And He's not answering for a reason. He's teaching you patience. He also knows that when He's patient, it's for our sake, because He doesn't want anyone to be destroyed. Sometimes we want an immediate result, an immediate answer, asking God to give us that right now. And what happens is we get frustrated, we get angry with God because He's not answering. But what He's doing, He's being patient. He's causing you to pause. He's causing you to wait, which is uncomfortable for you. But in the background, you don't realize He's doing it because He wants to protect you, and that He doesn't want you to be destroyed. Sometimes He will not let you go to the next level until you've completed the instructions of the level you're currently at. He wants you to be patient and to learn everything you can learn at each stage and at each level of your life. You can rely on God for patience. Psalms 40 says this, "I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined to me and heard my cry." How many of you guys are doing that on a day-to-day basis? How many of you guys are really taking and investing the time to sit in the presence of the Lord and let Him speak to you through His Word, to let Him speak to you through the silence so that He can draw near? It says when you draw near to Him, that He will do what? He will draw near to you. If you will learn this issue of patience, okay, and you wait on the Lord, He will incline to you. What that means is that He will come to you. He will come into you, to you in ways beyond your imagination. He hears your cry. He sees your suffering. He sees your pain. And just be patient, because Sunday is on the way. Glory is coming. Colossians 3:12 says this, "Since God chose you to be the holy people He loves, you must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted, mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience." Patience is one of the hardest things that we have to learn. There's a writer named Adele Bestravos, a Russian lady, and basically she said this. She said, "Patience with others is love. Patience with self is hope. And that patience with God is faith. You can rely on God for patience. Vaughn Monroe said, "This would be a fine world if all men showed as much patience all the time as they do while they're waiting for fish to bite." I think that's an incredible quote, that we sometimes will use patience in other areas such as fishing to catch the perfect fish or the largest fish. And sometimes it's easy as just taking some of the simple principles and applying them to supernatural situations. You can rely on God for patience. He will help you in your time of need. He will come in as long as you hold true and you hold on and you wait on Him. You seek His face and you wait. Patience, the biggest thing about patience is understanding that you need to wait. What does that mean? To seek God with all your heart, all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and not do anything else. You are created for one thing, to love God and to be loved by Him. And you need to wait and learn how to wait and develop patience so that He can come in His glory. I love you. Can't wait to talk to you soon. Be at peace today and have patience with everything around you. I love you, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.